This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay. I saw this yesterday. This DEA bust that happened down in Colorado Springs. I'll play the audio first, but then I saw a story after that saying you don't have any idea how many of these different illegal places are operating. Nightclubs.
Underground nightclubs.
How's that happen?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Do you?
No, I don't.
You would think if you have a place where 200 people show up on a Saturday night that somebody in the neighborhood would know something's going on.
Even the owner said he didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's so
crazy
sad.
To me.
Right.
Yeah.
First, let's get to the story. I have the odor, by the way.
Okay.
All right. Here's the story.
DEA Rocky Mountain Field Division Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Pullen says significant drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence were happening inside the nightclub located near Airport Road and South Academy Boulevard. Officials made entry just before 4 this morning. ICE, one of the agencies, a part of that operation, taking dozens of people into custody.
All right. There you go. That's the bus that happened. And now the owner, they've spoken to him. He owns the building, and these people were just, you know, tenants for his building, and they've been running this nightclub for quite a while.
He said he didn't see any trash, so he didn't know what was happening.
That's crazy.
That's so weird.
It's almost like you want to call this guy a liar.
I know.
I mean, how can you not know if it's your building that every Saturday night, 300 people are showing up in your building? If there's no signs of it anywhere?
That's weird.
Reaction to what happened here. You own the building.
Shocking, because no idea that this was even going on. Never seen this many cars on property before. I've never even seen a lot of trash in the parking lot to even like suspect that anything like an after-hours nightclub is going on. So it's pretty shocking.
How did you learn about it, and what was your original reaction?
My employee was trying to come into work because I also run the Luna Market here on the corner, and they were coming in to work in the kitchen, and they couldn't access the property. And then I went online and tried to figure out what was going on, and that's when I learned about everything that was happening.
How could he not know?
You know, I have a couple of friends that own buildings, so I would tell you they wouldn't know what was going on Saturday nights.
They wouldn't know.
No, they wouldn't.
But he runs a place right next door.
Yeah.
You would think he would know. I mean, you would think that you would.
I actually believe him. It's convincing.
He does sound convincing. No, I agree with you with that. But again, the question is, how do you not know? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, you've got 300 people. They got guns. They got money. They got gambling. They got prostitutes. They got drugs. They got it all going on in there. And nobody leaves even like a paper cup in the parking lot.
It's not like it's just a quiet poker game that's going on Saturday night.
That's crazy.
All right, you guys. I know we have drugs and prostitutions, but don't litter. Don't litter.
Don't leave a cup.
Yeah, tip them off.
Yeah.
Don't leave one of your solo cups out in the parking lot, or we'll get busted, folks. So they must make that announcement every night before they let everybody out the door.
Just a daily reminder: no trash in the parking lot.
Did you see the people? The video? The people coming out of there? With
some
their hands
of them,
in the
some
air.
Of them were really well dressed.
Yeah,
I was like, "Wow, that's a fancy nightclub."
4 o'clock in the morning.
I like the girl with the red dress with her midriff showing. I was like, "That's pretty."
I saw.
They look like hookers.
Oh my gosh.
You know, kind of elegant.
What a story. Yeah. That is absolutely crazy. They walk into this place, a party going on. Nobody even knows this thing exists. It's an underground nightclub. And you got
but
all
did
kinds
you see
of crap
all the
going
military
on.
People that they arrested too?
Yes.
Because they were security?
Yes.
It makes sense. I mean, it's in Colorado Springs. They have everybody down there. But I'm like, here's these poor guys in the Air Force or whatever. And they're like, I'll be security down there. That's cool.
That's
and then
correct.
They get busted.
Yeah. They got wrapped up in it, too.
Yeah.
That, now, I've never been to an illegal operation going on.
Me either.
And I'd like to go one time, you know?
Yeah. Spadil, I'm sure
fun.
You have.
Spadil, do you know where one's running?
Running currently? Not sure on that, but I've been to a bunch of, like, rave warehouse raves.
Yeah.
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 Were they legal?
No, no way. So like the way that I had to get to it was they would just post on this website like where the location was like an hour beforehand, and it's so like nobody would bust it.
Did they float it around? Different locations. That's what I do.
They would just be all around town. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because now you have the internet, and that's where these like that floor that collapsed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, with the house party.
Yeah, it gets out of hand.
That's
now
how everything spreads. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all a fun party till it all goes south.
Yeah. What a shame.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.